Corona policies in Israel and elsewhere are driven by political profit-generating agendas. They have absolutely nothing to do with health, at least not with improving health. They have a lot to do with putting people's lives at risk. The policies have no medical or public health justification, and they're not backed by science. There are no data showing that COVID-19 booster shots reduce infections. There is no data to show that booster shots reduce transmission of the virus. There's no data that shows boosters reduce hospitalization. There's no data showing that boosters reduce death. Well, why in the world would citizens line up to get boosters? Lacking any legitimacy for his perpetual vaccination policy, the prime minister is resorting to shameless scare tactics. He warned the elderly, I would be included, I suppose, that they are in mortal danger if they don't get the third COVID vaccine shot. As of October 1st, the vaccine passport will expire not only these 6 months after someone receives the second shot, but also 6 months after the third. And this is an indication that this these boosters are going to continue every 6 months. Maybe it'll be 5 months, 4 months, whatever they say. It has nothing to do with anything. It's putting the lives of the Israeli people at greater risk than others. The most shocking thing, though, the most shocking of all, is that the Israeli government is endangering the lives of children, the next generation. They're disregarding their own data. The data that I spoke about is Israeli data by the government, which means that everyone in the official government who tells you how safe it is and how important it is for you to get it is lying, and they know it. On August 30th, just as Israel's death rate was shooting up in tandem with the booster, the government added children aged 12 and up to the requirement for booster injections. And Bennett tried to entice children and adolescents. Dear young people, the vaccine will both protect your health and prevent you from missing all the fun of the summer vacation. Now, how cynical can you get? This is a leader. Israeli children are being sacrificed while their parents are shielding themselves with willful ignorance. That is a crime that they will regret. Willful ignorance is not what parents should be doing